at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Ja, wel, klein beetje Nederlands techno-talk, maar Amsterdam. Goedendag, nog een paar maandag.
Welcome to Monday. It is the 30th day of January 2023. And we're still here. This is Crypto Corner. Yes. Talk about cryptocurrencies, technology, and anything else that I feel like talking about. I'm RoeClone0XE07153. And we roll for the next hour here on freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Yes. This is Studio A. And let's start. We have a chat room at tinyurl.com/freedomslips. Let's see. In that chat room, I see Popsicle Toes. We got WD and Irish. Numbra. How's your Umbra? Yes. Net Effect. Who else? May Street 139. Mona, thank you also for the show. Lavender Streams. Flippy. Hey, Flippy. Fleeced. Jer Bear. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Give me another one. Lady Horse, 1957. The Bot, of course. Anti-Science Aggressor. That's the Mechanic. Are you out there, Mechanic? Dawns to you, too. Yeah. All right. So, I hope your weekend was nominal, fair, good, great, wonderful, awesome. Captain Fred, I see him. He's out there. Yeah, I hope your weekend was anything but negative in any way. I hope it was a positive in some sort of way, or at least nominal, at least not bad. No complaints. Had better, had worst. When'll start this? All right, so, Kozelek. Rastakhan. Yeah, well, how is the Bitcoin? Oh, the terrible crypto. $22,747 right now. It's teetering between 22, 23, almost made up to 24 over the weekend. Ethereum currently 1557.77. It's looking good. If you had bought Gala when I talked of, you remember, if you're listening to my show a few weeks ago, Sometimes I make rhymes. I don't know why, it just happens. Okay, so if a couple weeks ago you're listening to this show, you might have heard me talk about in the past Gala, G-A-L-A, George Adam Lincoln Adam, Gollum, not Gollum, Gala, Gala. It's a game token. It's an ERC-20 token. They had their own, they do have their own chain, but they've converted also to ERC-20 as well. And they've got NFTs and mostly Gala, and they run nodes for like spider tanks and these games that you get paid for playing and just have fun. I mean, you're not going to make money. I mean, you're going to make money, but you're not going to make a living playing these games. I mean, but it's a nice little, hey, it's a little incentive for a little extra extra. So if you'd have bought it when I told you, not financial advice, I'm just saying, if you'd have bought it like, when I said, hey, you should get into Gala because it's 2 cents. Remember I said, oh, it's one of those coins. It's really cheap. And you should probably, like, look at it and take, it's a neat little project. Well, you would have more than doubled your money right now in just a couple of weeks. That's right. And I am saying it again. I'm saying it again. Right now it's about between 5 and 6 cents. So that's almost 2, 4, 6, right? If it's 2 cents and now it's 6 cents, that's a little bit more than doubling your money. And I believe, and so do a lot of people in the crypto sphere, the crypto space, believe that we're going to see a dollar Gala, even $10. We've got other coins that are similar that have made it into those areas. Gala has been up to about 80 cents. The entire crypto market is down. When we have a $22,000 Bitcoin, which is still pretty significant for one thing, $22,000, and it's been up as high as 70, and we're in this down cycle, well, the next up cycle should bring us at least a few, maybe 10x coins, and Gala might be one of those 10x coins. their development of their ecosystem is very new. It's established, but still it's new, and it's old enough, though, where the projects are going to start coming to fruition. They've only got maybe one or two that are usable right now, one of them being Townstar, the other being Spider Tanks, and then some are in beta test and play test and other stages of development. They've made deals with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, you know, that guy, and Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark. So I don't know if it's in the music. I believe it's in their film. They have a film node. They have a music node. So they're into entertainment as well. Games, music, film, everybody likes that. So just as a perspective outlook, in my own opinion, again, not financial advice. I'm just talking about my own observations. I think Gala would be one of those coins, and it's not in the top 10. It's way down there. Like, it's almost at number 100. It was below 100 before, and now it's, I think it's 90-something. Let's take a look. Let's see where it is in the top 100. Gala, 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 if it even is. It's 94, currently trading at 0.0535. It's up 1.29% on the hour. In the last 24 hours, it's down 9.65%. But if you were to look at the metric over the last 30 days, it's up 219%. It's up about 1% in the last 7 days, and in the last year, it's up about 217%. And in the last year, it's only like a month. So that's why those numbers are close, because we've only started the year. We're 30 days in. So Gala is something that I see doing quite well. As long as we don't blow up the world, we've got a lot of assholes that are out there trying to start World War frickin' 3. I mean, what the hell? And then you've got a bunch of other, well, maybe they're the same. Some of them are probably the same people that are saying, look, take this little shot. We want to help you. We want to help you. We want to help the world. You have to take this. You have to put this in you, this DNA-changing stuff. But we don't really care about you. Yeah, there's too many people on the earth. But we want to save everybody else. We care about everybody else. And if you don't do this, you're going to make everybody sick. Who we want to kill anyway? All right. So we're all over the map. That doesn't matter. Let's see if there's any real crypto news. Oh, yes, there is something. I've heard some FUD. I've heard at least three. I've counted, no, maybe four. Three or four hosts on this network. Roll with this story, basically talking about Binance.us, and U.S. customers are not going to be able to change their crypto into U.S. dollars and dollars into crypto. They're stopping the on-ramp and off-ramp, the SWIFT system. You won't be able to use it. Well, here's a little news flash. Nobody uses it. SWIFT is actually obsolete, even in the traditional banking sense, especially for domestic transfers. Now, it's going to affect about 0.1% of the people that use Binance, because Binance has a U.S. domestic version for domestic customers, and that uses ACH. It does not use SWIFT, which costs money, which takes more time. ACH is quicker, and it's free. I mean, Binance pays for the ACH. Technically, it's not free, but it's micro cents. And Binance just covers that. So it's free for clients that are using that, which have been using that. I have never, ever in my entire crypto delving since 2009, ever used SWIFT for anything in crypto. I've even used MoneyGram. Europe uses SEPA, SEPIA transfers, and Binance, if you're outside of the United States, you're using Binance International. That's the one for people outside, which uses completely different systems. So the only scenario where you might want to use a SWIFT transfer to put money onto Binance or take money off, I don't know, there's so many other ways to do it outside of the United States. but anyway, would be to directly interact with the internal one, and you're sending from outside because it's international, so international can't do ACH, so there's SWIFT, which is a bank wire. But there are other ways to do that, and nobody uses it. I'm pretty sure that the reason they're stopping is because nobody uses it. It's like a door that nobody ever goes through. You're like, we might as well just seal the door and make a wall there and put something in front of it, because nobody uses the damn door. It costs more money to keep the thing open, the channel. So, no, it's not. You know, the spin and the FUD that article is like, oh, no. And then people roll with it and say, see, you're crypto. How are you going to do it? And even if they locked out ACH, which is not really something that it's going to be easy to do. They're not going to do that. But there's like at least I can think of. Well, there's BitPay, which is an alternative. There's a debit, directed debit, which actually does charge because it is instant. Now, there have been some issues going on. I mean, people like to down crypto about, oh, no. But, you know, recently there was a big fraud, $45 billion off India's Adani Group stocks fraud. Shares of the business empire of Asia's richest man, Gautam Adani, nosedived Friday, extending the week's losses to $45 billion. Says people are people, whether it's crypto, whether it's cash equity markets, whether it's stocks and business, there's always going to be, and it could be the richest guy. People are people. Oh, he's a little bit greedy. Everybody's got to screw something up. Okay, so it claimed it had committed brazen. U.S. investment firm claimed it had committed brazen corporate fraud. Adani 60 began his week the world's third richest person, the third richest guy in the world, but has tumbled down the rankings to seventh. Oh, only seventh now on Forbes Billionaire Tracker after losing $24 billion in Friday's trade. His flagship Adani Enterprises plunged 15% in Mumbai after midday fall of 508 rupees. Or $6, triggering an automatic trading halt alongside five of its seven main listed subsidiaries. Obviously, this is panic selling, JM Financial's equity chief Ashish Chattimohat told AFP, adding that trades were creating fresh short sell positions to protect previously made bullish bets on Adani stocks. Research group this week alleged that Adani Group had used undisclosed related party transactions and earnings manipulation to maintain the appearance of financial health and solvency. Where have we heard that before? Of its listed business units. So the conglomerate says it was a victim of maliciously mischievous reputational attack by Hindenburg, just as it was preparing for a major fundraising round. Legal chief Jatan Jahanawala said in a statement that Hindenburg Research's short position in the firm announced in the report's release was proof the company had vested interest in driving down Adani stocks. Adani is exploring its punitive action against the research advisory in U.S. and Indian courts. Let's see. They said they're ducking the issues and resorting to bluster and threats. We have a long list of documents we would demand in a legal discovery process. Adani has an estimated fortune of $95 billion, is considered a close supporter of Prime Minister Modi. Let's see. This issue strikes at the heart of Indian corporate sector. It's just, you know, I mean, here we go. The Hindenburg's report accused Adani of engaging in brazen stock manipulation and accounting fraud scheme over the course of decades. It claimed Adani's elder brother, Vinod, managed a vast labyrinth of offshore shell entities and tax havens, including Mauritius, Cyprus, and several Caribbean islands. The Mumbai Stock Exchange benchmark Sensex index was down 1.8%, dragged down by the Adani route. Okay, so that's happening. Meanwhile, we've got cyber attacks targeting websites of German airports, hacker group. A Russian hacker, they say. So some people are saying, oh, this is just some dry runs. preparing for a comprehensive cyber attack. I've got a couple little things before I ramble. I just want to play for you just for fun. Let's start with, well, let's see what we're starting with.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay, that one, well, it's technology. Let me look at this one. What's this one?
Since the start of the war.
Okay, that is in case we have time. And this is the short one.
Please, 74-2.
Okay, that's for fun. All right, so I guess real quick before we begin the three recordings I want to play for you, let me take a peek to see if there's anything else in the cryptosphere that you should be aware of. I would say right now everything's looking bullish. There is not a lot of negative news, knock on wood, at least in the crypto sphere. There is groups that are working against it, or working against the CBDC. Most people in crypto do not endorse and will not be on board with the central bank digital currency. So they are pushing the open source decentralized model. Even Switzerland is using several open source decentralized models for certain things. It's interesting that Switzerland's laws are a little bit more lax. I mean, at least up until fairly recently in privacy, they were strict on privacy and they were. Anyway, let's see. Chat. Let me see what this said here. Chat GPT learns Bitcoin will end central banking. So a Bitcoin mentor convinced ChatGPT that Bitcoin would bring about the demise of fiat currency. okay, so how can humanity end central banking? And Chat says, ending central banking would be a complex and difficult process that would most likely involve different factors. Some ways that humanity could end central banking could include education and awareness. Let me see. I'm going to sort of scroll through a lot of this. Number three, alternatives. Developing and promoting alternative economic systems such as local currencies, community-based banking, and decentralized digital currencies could reduce the need for central banking and shift away power from the central banks. And then it talks about, now give an answer in two words, decentralized finance. Decentralized finance is a marketing term for what is actually centralized finance to scam people. This is what somebody is replying and distract them from the real solution. And then AI says, end fiat. And he says, how? Ending fiat would require a significant shift in the way. And it cuts off. Anyway, you know what? It's an interesting thread. I'm going to post it in the chat room in case you want to read it, because I won't go through the whole thing. So it's a Twitter thread that it seems that – okay, there you go. All righty. So, again, scanning the cryptosphere. No big hacks. Bitcoin mining revenue jumps 50%. Bitcoin adoption in Guatemalan merchant grows one BTC tattoo at a time. Montenegro Central Bank teams up with Ripple on digital currency pilot project. Watch Ripple. Digital asset investment products. Let's see. Should Bored Ape buyers be legally entitled to refunds? I never got that. You mean you're buying this frickin' cartoon NFT for, I don't know, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, a million? What? I mean, are you just, is it like the when rich people buy a pocket vineyard? You know, they've got these little tiny mini vineyards just so they can go and say, I've got a wine vineyard. So, you know, you just have too much money. I've got a Bored Apes NFT. So this recording has nothing to do with crypto, but it's fun because we're in the second half hour now and we're just going to do fun things for fun. Paul Pelosi's 911 call. Get a load of this.
Please, Sony 4.
2022. Oh, I guess I told my mistake. What is this?
This is San Francisco Police. Do you need help?
Oh, well, there's a gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back. Nancy Pelosi. 2:23 and he's just waiting for her to come back because he's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
Okay, do you need police, fire, or medical for anything?
8 seconds. I don't think so. I don't think so.
0:23 and 58 seconds.
Is the Capitol Police around?
2:20. No, this is San Francisco.
They usually protect my wife. They're usually here at the house protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco Police.
Friday, October. I understand.
2022.
Okay, well. 0:24 and 18 seconds. He thinks everything's good. I've got a problem, but he thinks everything's good.
Okay. Call us back if you change your mind.
No. This gentleman just came into the house, and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is. He's telling me not to do anything.
What is your address, sir?
26.
2:25 and 0. What is your name?
My name is Paul Pelosi.
Friday.
Anyway, this gentleman says that he thinks everything ought to, he told me to put the phone down and just do what he said. 18 seconds. Okay?
Okay, what's the gentleman's name?
I don't know.
David Babb. What's that? My name's David.
The name is David.
Okay, and who is David?
I don't know. What's that?
I'm a friend of theirs.
Yeah, he says he's a friend, but...
But you don't know who he is?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
He's telling me I'm being very leading, so I got to stop talking to you, okay?
Okay. You sure I can stay on the phone with you just to make sure everything's okay?
No, he wants me to get that off the phone.
0:26 and 0:08 seconds.
Okay, bye. So if you were the dispatcher... I'd be like, let's send a couple units out there. I mean, it was a weird call. Huh? You know, the guy's like basically saying, yeah, this guy came in my house. I don't know who he is. And the guy's all, no, everything's fine. The guy wants me to get off the phone. And if you're not aware by now, I think you probably are. The cops did show up and they opened the door. Somebody behind the door opened the door. Some people saying it's staged or whatever. And then he's holding a hammer and he's holding Paul. And then Paul's all, no, no. And then the guy starts attacking Paul with a hammer, and Paul's like laying on the ground snoring afterwards because he got hit in the head, knocked unconscious, and the police rushed in and grabbed that guy, David. And then, yeah, I guess they recently released him. So that was the call. The next thing we're going to listen to.
Since the start.
What was the first one?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay. I guess we'll go ahead, and we have time. This one is about... So we'll do that one at the end. This one is what they found inside the... This is technological. Inside the you know what? The shot! Take it!
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ricardo Delgado, and I am the founder and director of La Quinta Columna. All the vaccines tested, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen, and Moderna, contain exclusively nanotechnology. We have found nanorouters, which also emit MAC addresses that can be registered with Bluetooth wireless technology by just using your own mobile phone and the help of an app. We have found nano antennas and plasmonic antennas for the amplification of these signals. We have also identified nanorectennas, which act as rectifier bridges of alternating, direct current. codecs, and certain logic gates for the encryption of these nanocommunications emitted from the inoculated individual to a remote server.
All of this right now is building. It is assembling inside the people that have taken the vax. It is not complete. We don't know what the end product is going to produce.
The primary material for the elaboration of these microstructural complexes is graphene oxide, the presence of which is decisive for the self-assembly of these structural complexes. The main mechanisms of exfoliation of graphene oxide within the body into graphene quantum dots are natural biodegradation mediated by the enzyme myeloperoxidase, and the teslaphoresis mechanism, which are microwave electromagnetic fields emitted from mobile phone signals with different frequency ranges. Graphene oxide injected into the body acquires magnetic properties in contact with hydrogen and living cells. This is why most vaccinated people have this exacerbated magnetism at the point of inoculation, and subsequently in the upper solar plexus and the skull. Graphene oxide is detected in the body by our immune system as if it were a pathogen. Once injected, it has an affinity for the central nervous system. Basically, the spinal cord and our brain, because of its higher electrical conductivity. In the central nervous system, it causes immobilization of limbs, strokes, paraplegia and alteration of the nervous system. Graphene oxide has a blood clotting factor and increases thrombogenicity or thrombus proliferation. The ultimate consequence of thrombi is all kinds of cardiovascular accidents, such as embolisms, ischemias, strokes, aneurysms, etc. Graphene oxide also has an affinity for electrical organs, such as our heart, especially when its cardiac activity increases, and therefore its electrical activity. At that moment, this graphene oxide targets the heart and inflames it, generating myocarditis or pericarditis. In addition, graphene oxide has the ability to absorb electromagnetic radiation from our environment and multiply it with a transistor effect. Thus, it generates small discharges that cause arrhythmias in our cardiac system. This explains why so many athletes are suffering from arrhythmias when they have increased cardiac activity. Consequences of these arrhythmias are fainting, blackouts or syncope, linked or not to unexpected or sudden death. A large part of our vaccinated population is suffering unexpected or sudden death when interacting near these microwave sources. Graphene oxide also has the capacity to generate mutagenesis, chromosomal alteration, and cancer, so that those people who have recently suffered tumors or neoplasms, after vaccination, will rapidly resurface a line of metastases, and those who are completely healthy will be at high risk of developing cancer. Graphene oxide is extremely toxic, and its toxicity is also dependent on the electromagnetic radiation it absorbs. Wherever it goes, it generates tissue inflammation, systemic or multi-organ inflammation, and a cascade of free radicals. When the oxidative stress generated by this toxic substance inside the body breaks the equilibrium in the redox balance and exceeds a certain threshold above the antioxidant levels of our endogenous glutathione, our immune system collapses and favors the famous cytokine storm. This graphene oxide, which is injected as a prime material in vaccines, is eliminated from the body through our lungs. But if it is irradiated whilst found in the lungs, the subsequent inflammation of the lung tissue causes bilateral pneumonia. If the vaccinated survive the initial doses of graphene oxide injected into their blood, it will be degraded in the body by the neutralizing antibodies that are responsible for its degradation.
Una vez desaparece el grafeno y su...
Once the graphene and its toxicity is gone, so are the antibodies that neutralize the substance, which also trigger our immunoglobulins. This is why people are being forced to be revaccinated every 3 months, in order to maintain the body's levels of this toxic substance, by claiming that they no longer possess immunity.
Alegando que ya no posee inmunidad. En definitiva, el inexistente...
In short, the non-existent, non-isolated, non-purified, non-cultivated SARS-CoV-2 presented to us in the official version and its variants is in the real version the graphene oxide introduced consciously and voluntarily in the flu vaccine of the 2019 to 2020 campaign.
La vacuna antigripal de la campaña 2019-2020.
In other words, the disease, relabeled COVID-19, is simply a graphene-enhanced acute irradiation syndrome. Therefore, the first and basically the only artificial wave at our elderly in nursing homes as its target population, whose flu vaccination rate is very close to 100%.
Tuvo como población diana nuestros ancianos en las residencias, cuya tasa de vacunación antigripal es...
Our elderly were previously vaccinated with this substance and then irradiated with the famous cell phone antennas, which suspiciously, 8 out of 10 are implanted in the vicinity of nursing homes or old folks' homes.
8 de cada 10 de ellas son implantadas en las inmediaciones de geriátricos o residencias.
They justified the genocide of our elderly as a pretext to tell the entire world population that we were facing a new coronavirus, so that under the fear of this alleged contagion tall tale, they could proceed to inoculate the entire world population with graphene oxide. The aim is to eliminate a large part of the population and use the behavioral modulation properties of graphene oxide in the field of neuroscience and artificial intelligence for the remaining population.
Campo de la neurociencia y la inteligencia artificial para la población remanente. El óxido de grafeno tiene...
Graphene oxide has a special affinity for neurons. Once installed in neurons, it generates an artificial neural network that gradually replaces the natural neural network. When the size of graphene oxide nanoparticles is less than 35 nanometers, they easily pass through our blood-brain barrier, a membrane that protects our brain from possible damage coming from the outside, and gain access to our own neural network. On the one hand, graphene oxide manages to break neuronal synapses so that our brain can be mapped and literally collect information such as memories, local thoughts, sensations, emotions, or feelings. You will now understand why during this pandemic, legislation such as the Neuro Rights Act has been passed in certain countries. Moreover, this graphene oxide can be stimulated remotely and wirelessly, using for this purpose the implementation of the new 4G, 4G Plus and 5G technology. All vaccinated people send their data to an external server, controlled by artificial intelligence, probably financed by Mr. Elon Musk. This information provided is a synopsis of more than 20,000 hours of research, working with a multidisciplinary group of scientists, and is based on the scientific discoveries in Dr. Campra's final technical report, which provides unequivocally conclusive evidence of the presence of reduced graphene oxide in samples of the vaccines produced by AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen. This research also emerges from scientific analysis of the material and observational evidence. We understand that they have taken advantage of the general ignorance and lack of knowledge of the medical and health community regarding matters such as nanotechnology to carry out this sinister plan of what they call Agenda 2030. You can learn more about this valuable information at www.lockheedcolumna.net, where you will find all the evidence and scientific articles stated here. Since the vaccination process is global, we are facing the disappearance of the human species as we know it within a few months. They call it post- or transhumanism, or simply the Human 2.0 project. In that new stage, the automaton survivor will be deprived of self-thought, autonomy, and free will. A slave species, diminished and entirely dependent on these technocratic oligarchies. La Quinta Columna is made up of millions of people around the world who seek to maintain the essence of human beings, respect for humanity, and their dignity as a unique species. La Quinta Columna uncovered this crime against humanity, against its life, and against its very nature. Please, share this vital information.
Okay, so that was from La Quinta Columna, which is actually the fifth column is what they call themselves. They have a site where you can download the scientific reports. The information you just heard of obviously was translated from Spanish to English. And there are microbiologists, real scientists, technical reports on the graphene detection, the vaccines, the oxide toxicity. I'll put the website in our chat room. And then obviously a lot of stuff is in Spanish, so you might have to run it through a translator. You can put the site in Google Translate, or there might be some stuff in English there as well. But if anybody's going to tell you, trust the science or whatever, you know, ask them for the documentation to back up their claim. And so this information that you just heard, these people have the documentation to back up their claim. They have the reports. They have the videos. They have, you know, you can download the actual final technical reports of the graphene detection vaccines, COVID, where the presence of graphene oxide in the samples of Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna, and Janssen is all in there. 60 scientific, they have a compendium of over 60 scientific publications evaluating the toxicity of graphene oxide in the human body. So they have the background of the for information on the ingredients that they are finding. They have the videos and pictures of the microscopic images that they are finding. Of course, we have the evidence that we're seeing now that's manifesting itself the way it is. All right, so one more. Now, this was just as completely different. The final thing that I'll play for you, I think it's about 8 minutes long, is a rare interview in English with Alexander Dugin. And this is, I'm not very old. I think it's just a few days or so, but here we go.
Since the start of the war in Ukraine, the West has promoted the idea that Ukraine is simply a victim, and that Russia is the unprovoked aggressor. But anyone who studied the conflict knows it goes much deeper than that, and that Western media is running a slick propaganda campaign to cover for Washington's ambitions in Eastern Europe. The globalists in the West have a lot invested in this fictional campaign, and trying to expose their lies can be deadly. In August, a brave Russian journalist named Daria Dugina, who courageously reported on the war crimes being committed by the West in the name of Ukraine, was assassinated in cold blood by the Ukrainian government. Daria had contributed to a documentary for One America News, and even though the globalists tried to silence her in a brutal car bombing, her sacrifice will not be forgotten. Her father, the famed political strategist Alexander Dugin, has also been vilified and demonized by the West for exposing their corruption. They even tried to assassinate him as well. And even though they murdered his daughter, he continues her fight for the truth. And he joins us now on the show. Alexander, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So my first question, and of course it's about the West's favorite political prop, what do you think about Volodymyr Zelensky being named as Man of the Year, being paraded around Washington, D.C.? What is behind the cult the West is trying to create around this puppet leader?
I think that is a kind of mythological narrative that is used in order to promote a concrete globalist agenda. The West now uses Zelensky or anybody else in Ukraine in order to demonize and vilify Russia and to promote its globalist agenda. And Zelensky is good guy, Putin is bad guy, because of their places on this chessboard. So Zelensky is just the small figure on the great chessboard.
So what are Russia's goals in Ukraine? What does victory for Russia look like in this situation?
This special military operation from the very beginning was the reaction. It is not just something continuation of our will. It was reaction. And being reactive operation, its goals can move, can change. So to accept status quo or to give back some newly acquired territories is out of the question for our country, for our people, for our society, not only for Putin personally. It is out of the question for whole society, for whole people. Either we win in Ukraine or everybody will lose. It is about the existence of Russia herself. So everything is from on our side is put on under question, everything. But for the West, it's absolutely a different situation, because the West could easily accept Ukraine under Russian control, continue make sanctions, pressure. So it is not the price to start the nuclear war. We cannot lose this conflict.
Do you think that nuclear war between America and Russia is actually possible? Are we looking at a potential scenario for Armageddon?
The problem is that it is obvious that Russia has no desire at all to start the nuclear war, because it will mean suicide for us and suicide for the West, suicide for all. But the only thing the West supposes that Putin will never dare. I think that Putin will dare in a critical situation. And I think that the West is playing very, very dangerous game.
Do you think that we can recover from the globalist tyrants who are destroying our culture and leading us into the next world war? Do you think that's even possible at this point?
I think yes. I think yes, because finally, there is two Wests. The West is not united. There is a kind of hidden, implicit civil war in the West itself. And I think that if you understand that Russia is not the enemy of the West as something united, but Russia was chosen as a main goal of globalist elite. And for them, Russia, populist, Trumpist, they are regarded as global enemy of open society, and they should be crushed, demonized, vilified, killed, kept silent. So they try to silence, to destroy, to prevent, to limit, to not to give to us the possibility to open our mouths. So Zelensky is one of the tools of this globalist network, and he is the enemy of American people, of the West. He's not the part of the West. He's just a puppet of globalists. But I think nothing is lost before everything is lost.
What do people in the West need to know about what's happening in Ukraine? What should Americans be told that they aren't hearing from our media?
The West has lost its roots, its traditional values. How it has West has lost the faith the tradition, the sacredness. And this loss of being of the West has led precisely to this situation. And it is not Russia against the West or against Russians against Ukrainians. We and Ukrainians are the same, more or less the same, two poles of the same Eastern Slavic population. But that is a kind of ideological, maybe metaphysical, religious war, war of spiritual war between tradition and modernity. And Russia represents here tradition. And the globalist West and globalist proxies represent modernity in all its perverted shape.
It's evil. It's absolutely evil. Alexander Dugin, thank you once again for speaking with us today. Take care, and our prayers are with you and your family.
Thank you.
And there you go, interview with Alexander Dugin. And yeah, he's correct when he says that there are two Wests. I mean, you and I, and most listeners here, we're part of one West, which is indeed having war waged upon us by the schizophrenic other portion of the quote unquote, well, whatever it is, it's masquerading itself, calling itself the West, that is part of the West. Some evil, cancerous, parasitical, contemptual energy, a force that is antithetical to humanity, has infested collectively the West. Yeah, and I'm not saying that the other side is perfect, but I don't think that it is, has been infested with the evil, they use that word as well, that has been embraced by the leaders, so-called leaders, those people that call themselves leaders that have criminally and brutally put themselves in these positions of power. But anyway, interesting thing to close on here. Legislation written by ChatGPT, Ted Lieu, another ding-dong Democrat out of LA, introduced the legislation. Now, it's not a bill, but it's the first resolution to be authored by artificial intelligence in Congress. They say it's not a bill, so hey, don't worry, it's not legally binding. However, this continues to show the way for the future of the AI-driven world we are all moving towards. According to Lieu's office, he asked the ChatGPT bot, "You are Congressman Ted Lieu, and you have to write a comprehensive congressional resolution generally expressing support for Congress to focus on AI." And this was what was written. "Whereas artificial intelligence, AI, has the potential to greatly improve the lives of Americans and people around the world by increasing productivity, improving healthcare, and helping to solve some of the world's most pressing problems. Whereas AI is rapidly advancing and has the potential to change the way we live, work, and interact with one another. Whereas Congress has a responsibility to ensure that the development and deployment of AI is done in a way that is safe, ethical, and respects the rights and privacy of all Americans. Whereas Congress has a responsibility to ensure that the benefits of AI are widely distributed and that the risks are minimized. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives supports Congress focusing on AI in order to ensure that the development and employment of AI is done in a way that is safe, ethical, and respects the rights and privacy of all Americans, and the benefits of AI widely distributed and the risks are minimized." Now, that all sounds fine and well and good. However, there are obviously, it's not, it's in the detail. Now, when in a way, now the interpretation of quote unquote the way it is safe, ethical, and respects the rights and privacy of all Americans is open to interpretation now, isn't it? So at the face, that does sound reasonable. I don't see it, but it is, the proof is in the pudding. It's the devil's in the details. Because, of course, there'll be separate components. Now, this, of course, is a hypothetical, but there would be separate components like that define the way that is safe. What is safe? Is it taking, you know, I mean, for example, what is defined as safe in whatever context? Safe and effective? You mean like the vaccine was safe? Was that kind of safe? Safe for all Americans? Oh, you mean safe from hate? Kind of safe? So, because everything is twisted, so we have to be very, very diligent. Somebody has to create an AI data set with all the wokeness in it, not so it can be used, but so it can be studied and countered so that the infiltration, infestation of this wokeness virus or whatever you want to call it is brought to heel before it gets way too out of control. Here it comes. It's the good wokeness. Don't worry. Here they come. The good ones. Yeah, we're out of here. Stay tuned for Deacon John coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Here comes the good Jews. Gotta cut the hate loose. Gotta tell you how I feel. I know you like it real. One day the sun will grow and swallow up our home. Consume all we own. With pleasure I will go.
At Willow's World. a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion.